Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Wilson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuc. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuc. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens, who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLuc fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berberet. The throw from Batty and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. DeLock moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to second and picks off DeLock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeLock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jim Wilson. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Button. Fox moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall pinch runs for Ted Williams. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Pearsall scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.